This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves in the final hour of Free Talk Live tonight. But don't worry, in 22 short hours we will begin anew, rising from the ashes like the fiery phoenix. Free Talk Live will be on your radio. Well, not necessarily on your radio, right? Like, some stations carry us on Sunday nights, some stations carry us only on Saturday nights, some stations carry us a variety of nights a week, but we are at freetalklive.com, 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week, taking your calls, because we believe that you've got something to contribute to America. So give us a call. The number, 855-450-3733. Melanie, you have some commentary on masks. Now, Free Talk Live would probably be thrown into the camp of anti-mask, but I don't consider myself that.
Well, I mean, we're all here on the radio, so it would be weird to be otherwise.
Well, we certainly believe in choice of the individual to wear a mask rather than it being imposed by the state.
That would be my contention. That you should be able to have going in your business what you want, not unencumbered by government rules or whatever. And that, you know, the government's only going to be only about half measures and pseudoscience and the things that they think look good. I don't think they're in it actually to solve this problem pretty clearly. If they are, they're incompetent.
So about a month ago in New Hampshire, they passed the law not requiring people to wear masks into stores, but requiring businesses to tell you that you have to wear a mask.
Okay.
And that got largely ignored because, well, regardless of why, I would see at a lot of really small businesses signs that just said, the government requires me to tell you to wear a mask. If you have a medical exemption, I'm not allowed to ask why. Actually, one gas station I went to, the requirement about masks on the sign taped to the window was folded up so that you couldn't see it. And so when you walked out, you could see it from the back of the page upside down. And so all of the major grocery stores kind of took the, oh, no, don't come in without a mask, kind of the, you can't do that well verbally, the Charlie and Chocolate Factory meme, like, no, don't stop, view of it, and just kind of put up half-effort signs, like,
you're entering without a mask. No, the horror. Stop.
And not enforce it ever and not care, and to be fair, there is a level of interpretation when a business is legally required to tell you to do something where you have to figure out, does that business actually want me to do it? Or is this a message from the state and the business doesn't care or wants the opposite in some cases? So I concede that there's some
ambiguity.
Interpretation. Yeah, there's some ambiguity there.
Well, and my comment on that would be, first off, it is immoral. And not only that, it's a violation of the 13th Amendment of the United States. It's involuntary servitude for the government to require a business to enforce their rules. I don't care if it's no smoking in the business or a mask wearing or anything. That I'm not your cop.
Yeah, when
I don't get paid for this.
Enter law enforcement.
So,
did I miss a meeting?
It's also telling to me that for the first 1.5-2 months of the lockdown, none of the businesses required that until the state told them they had to. So if there's a business where I kind of feel like that business actually wants you to wear a mask, in which case they probably would have started at the beginning of the lockdown, not halfway through, then I should respect that mostly by not going there. But then at that point, your choices are wear a mask or don't go there. if it's not really Market Basket telling you that, and it's really Christopher Sununu telling you that, he doesn't own Market Basket, so screw him. But, so, for this whole month and a half of the lockdown being, of the requirement for them to tell you, and then the 4 months of the lockdown in total, them doing absolutely nothing about it. They're like, yeah, there's like the sign in the corner behind the sale sign, because we're required to have it. Which is even kind of a half-effort way of, because the executive order says they have to tell you, and that's even kind of a weak way of telling you.
The sign is a weak way of telling you, yeah.
So, but now they have all announced Target special for some reason, because they're not doing it till the 21st. But they have now all put signs up that they're starting to actually enforce mask rules starting on the 20th. Which is really weird, because A, why would you announce ahead of time, like, oh, hey, well, this is definitely, totally, we're all going to die of the plague if we don't wear masks. But weak heads up.
But on the 19th, it's cool. Yeah.
Keep spreading the plague for another half a week. That's cool. But then, like, on the 20th, that makes no sense in and of itself. But it also makes no sense. That does not at all look organic to me. That looks to me like it came from on high.
Sure does.
Because I don't think that Hannaford's, Market Basket, Target, Walmart, Shaw's, I don't think I'm missing any other ones, all came together and on their own came up with a specific date that happens to all be the same date.
Yeah, this is the difficulty of licensure, right? So a license is a right that the government took away from you and then sold back. And the thing, like, say, I think liquor licensing is probably the best way to look at this, is that everybody has the right to distill alcohol from a vegetable matter and sell it. I mean, that's a human right, whether you like it or not. But the government says, no, 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 no. We must regulate this or bad things will occur. And they then, you know, come up with all kinds of rules and all the things you have to do. Businesses would be able to tell the government to pound salt where the sun don't shine if they didn't have these occupational licenses and all these licenses to do business, because the government can pull them and say, ah, you're out of business now.
Well, that's not true, because if you have a business, and most businesses in New Hampshire are not licensed, if you have a business that's not licensed, they still can pass laws telling you how to act.
Well, sure, but they make it more difficult. Then they have to come in and do a variety of other things. But the license is an easy lever over the individual who's running a business.
And this really is it's effectively economic fascism, where you have nominal private ownership, but things are actually operated by the government.
Right. I'd say that there are features of fascism involved.
And it's the government has decided that controlling businesses is a workaround to the Constitution. It's like, well,
yes,
you have First Amendment rights against the state. You don't have them against Twitter, but, you know, we can just regulate Twitter.
Remember when the CIA contracted with the Canadian government to spy on the American people, so that they wouldn't be violating their rules of not being able to spy on the American people, but they'd have the Canadians do it, who's a foreign country? Well, my God.
Well, we didn't operate inside the United States. We operated in Canada.
I mean,
they were operating
in the United
States.
From a status paradigm, that even seems more like something like treason. But, yeah, that's the type of thing they do. Well, I didn't do it. Walmart did it. Like, yeah, I made Walmart do it, but Walmart did it.
Yeah, it's kind of like being innocent of murder because you hired a hitman.
Let's go to Richard calling in from Virginia. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
All's well.
I'm not going to talk about Apple and Oranges. I'm not going to derate all the stuff, but I want to tell you about a little bit about myself. I think the mask ought to be mandated, but I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Back in the early days when I was a teenager, I was thinking about becoming a doctor, but I changed my mind for some reason. And I studied the human body. The body has 206 bones, and some of the students were fascinated by me. Used to make me name the bones of the body, and I named the 206 bones. But anyway, but getting back to the mask, I want you all to understand that the air that we breathe, it has we breathe a change in the air. And the nasal cavity, teeth, the trachea, the lungs, and the heart, they work as a team. And when you breathe in these bad cells, it could infect your nasal cavity, your windpipe, your heart, your lungs, and the mask keep you from breathing that stuff. Well, it's not proven effective 100%, but it keeps you from breathing that stuff. And the law is to protect us
Richard,
from getting sick.
Thank you for the call. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
Like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number for you to call in is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you are one who is calling in our Discord lines or had hoped to or anything like that, it's just not going to work tonight. Just not doing Discord tonight. So, you know, all the best. Tomorrow. We'll have it up and running tomorrow. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Today, large corporations act as middlemen for our everyday online communications and transactions. Peakless, you were talking about this just moments ago. Often, they work hand-in-hand with governments. In the last few years, these centralized social networks have all launched payment networks. Bitcoin and Ethereum have not been able to scale enough to compete. The team behind Intercoin spent the last decade creating an open, web-based, decentralized social platform to rival Facebook and Google. Now, they can use it to roll out a revolutionary payment platform on top. If decentralized crypto doesn't soon gain mainstream adoption to power everyday payments, it'll be Facebook and WeChat's world, and we'll just live in it. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think here on Free Talk Live that that's so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think that freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, and it doesn't matter how much you've got. They've got investment levels for everyone. Or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. It's intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. Well, let's go back to the phones. We got Jackie calling in from Kansas. Jackie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'd just like to talk about kids getting back to school. I think it's extremely important that we do that for the education of our children, for our country's future. And I don't understand how all these companies, you know, went right to work to build respirators and everything when everyone needed them for COVID. Why can't we do the same thing and get some UV ventilators, ventilation systems in the classrooms, get our kids into school?
What about, I mean, you know, the online classes, I mean, everybody's got internet these days, and they've got computers and these sorts of things. Can't kids get online schooling? Isn't that how education is going to be done in the future?
No.
No?
I am a retired teacher, and that is not what young children, anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe college is okay, but our young kids need to be in the classroom. They need to be with a teacher and using manipulatives and learning. It gets really sad, and our country's going to suffer for it.
Is that happening? I would not be able to answer this question. This is not a gotcha. I have no idea. What are other countries around the world doing right now with school?
I know Denmark and Sweden are actually in school. I don't remember if they even ever shut down their schools, but I know there are other countries that have children in the classroom. And I don't understand why we are not studying. I know it's a big political thing, and I've heard teachers' unions are against it, but I am a teacher who would go back to teaching if it meant my grandchildren getting an education. It's important.
Well, I think that what I find in this time is that we all were ultimately responsible for our kids' education. Like, it was our responsibility, not the schools. And now we're seeing that in glaring relief that the schools aren't going to take responsibility for your kids' education. And in many cases, we tried a story last night that a kid that wasn't doing their homework was sent to jail. You know, like, it just seems like government has terrible solutions to just about every problem. And, you know, this is just yet another one. Jackie, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. The girl was on probation. I will caveat it with that. So as the judge considered it a violation of her probation that she wasn't getting up for school and doing her homework.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, I can understand that viewpoint, but that isn't a solution. That's not really helping the girl. But I mean, older kids, you know, you have to deal with them differently. And I totally get where it should be parents' responsibility. But I've also seen the other side of single parents. You know, how can they work and try to get the education going for the kids? It's so much stress. This whole situation that's going on is so much stress for family.
Yeah, so
and it's on kids.
What I am hearing is I'm hearing a lot of people locally and some not so locally complain about the schools not, and they don't know here if they're going to open the schools yet or not. Complaining about the schools not opening, and I have not heard a single person say, I am so worried the schools aren't going to open because then my child isn't going to learn calculus. I'm so worried they're not going to open because then I don't think I can teach a fifth grader as well as a certified teacher could, or I'm worried they're not going to learn history. The absolute only complaint I've heard is, what am I going to do for daycare? And that is not what we're sold.
That's not education.
Yeah, that's not education, and it's not what we're sold on when they send you that property tax bill for somebody else's, you know, what somebody else is looking for, just free daycare. I mean, when you have a kid, like, we're not plants. You don't just wake up one day and there's, like, another tiny human butting off your arm. You chose, in the overwhelming majority of cases, you chose to do something that you knew created humans. So then you should be prepared to take care of one, and that includes having somewhere to put them during the day, you know, teaching them basic things. And, like, it's not the government's job to provide you free daycare nine or 10 months out of the year. And in every other case, when the government doesn't provide something, the free market steps in because it would have provided that anyway. So whether that's taking care of your own kids or hiring someone else to do it, I mean, if it was up to me, I'd just close all the public schools, because I think if kids were at home playing Minecraft all day, I think they're better off than they are in public school, and I think that that's neglectful. So,
well, I disagree with that. I don't think all the video and the internet is the answer either. A little bit of it, maybe.
But I didn't say it was the answer. I said it was preferable to the current situation.
Yeah,
I don't want that either. I'm just saying it's so bad that it's worse than that.
Yeah. There's not an easy answer, but there needs to be interaction. Kids need to be learning, and they learn by doing. And I don't know how parents can work jobs and do all of that. And like you said,
well, we're a sexual dimorphic species, which means that everyone gets two parents. But what happens to them after the fact is kind of a behavioral issue.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. I don't have any solutions, but Corey DeAngelis tweets here and gets a lot of traction with it. We spend $15,000 per child in public schools. Imagine if that money went directly to families. A teacher could set up a micro school with just 10 students and pull in $150,000 a year. Not that I advocate for that stuff, but it's a better solution than what we got.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As COVID-19 cases continue to increase, President Trump on Fox News Sunday again said the reason for the spike is testing.
Cases are up because we have the best testing in the world, and we have the most testing. No country has ever done what we've done in terms of testing. We are the envy of the world.
He was asked about a national mask mandate.
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears.
On CNN, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says after making errors early, the state is now responding.
We go to them every single day. We have a press conference. We talk to them. We tell them the truth. We're transparent. And they're doing better today. There's no question in, across America that the guard was let down in late May. There's no doubt about that.
But he still opposes requiring masks. This is USA Radio News. The vice president is out on the campaign trail. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
Vice President Mike Pence says the nation is at a crossroads of freedom in the 2020 election. Speaking in Wisconsin yesterday, Pence told a largely Republican audience,
"Our road leads to greater freedom and opportunity. Their road leads to socialism and decline."
Pence also blasted presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden over his policies and his lack of action against China during his tenure as vice president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been a shooting in Washington, D.C. at the Columbia Heights neighborhood. 9 people were injured just before 5 local time in the area of 14th and Spring Road. According to police, all of the people shot were adults and were taken to local hospitals. The incident is under investigation, and police are still searching for possible suspects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The caller in the last segment brought up going back to school. She was advocating for it, and I could definitely see how people are like, hey, you know, I'm paying these property taxes to send kids to school. Why are my property taxes going down? Why are the teachers continuing to get their paychecks?
I mean, if you're going to steal the same amount of money from me regardless and I get to pick if schools are open or not, burn them to the ground and salt the earth, because the ground is now cursed and we can't use it for 100 years or something. No. I made that up just now, but don't open them.
If you believe like Melanie does, then perhaps you're a libertarian. If you are a libertarian, then maybe you want to go to liberty.menu and find out about the businesses and digital content and events that are all listed there. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's even a social networking aspect. It's liberty.menu. If you use coupon code FTL when you sign up, you'll get a special badge at liberty.menu. It can't give you anything more than a special badge because it's free. Liberty.menu. So I know what it's like to have a kid. I know that homeschooling doesn't work for every family, every kid, all the time. Now, our kid was homeschooled and unschooled, or you call it what you want, for the first, well, he was 11. And then he decided he wanted to go to school. He wanted to hang out with other kids, and that's a fair thing to want.
Well, so, and as far as that one goes, that's one of the nicer things about being in New Hampshire is that you have so many people that are homeschooling. You can actually set up a network with the other people that are homeschooling so that they can get that social experience.
Indeed.
Because that's one of the things she was saying that they were missing with schools being closed.
And I would say that to some extent a Montessori school or you know, a Democratic school or a variety of other schools fills that role to some extent, too. For us, it was easier to do the Montessori school, so we did that. And it's been great. But just like all the other parents out there, now we got our kid back. And we paid tuition. We paid full tuition and got three quarters of an education. And I'm not really interested in writing a check for a full tuition and then getting online schooling for my kid, which is going to be really rough, by the way, for private schools around the country, and it's going to give them the incentive to open their doors. And maybe opening doors isn't the right thing to do with this virus. I'm not an epidemiologist. I don't know. I can see where parents come down on either side of this issue, but I think that ultimately what we can see is this is yet another failure of government. And what I would like to see is just, you know, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, government schools are a failure over and over and over again. They come in, you can see on average that the graduates on average are functionally illiterate 19% of the time. So that's one out of every five graduates is functionally illiterate from a government school. Yeah, graduates. Not the kids that didn't make it, that went to jail first or dropped out or, you know, ran away from home or whatever. I don't know what their percentages are, but it ain't good. And in some districts, that number is as high as 40%. So two out of every five kids are functionally illiterate.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And when you look at those numbers, you might as well have nothing. Because this is what the government school system is.
That's what the government school system was originally set up to do, was to combat illiteracy.
Sure. But now what it is a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison. And I mean, I remember even when I was in school, they had just gotten rid of the seniors being able to go out and get lunch off campus. But they wouldn't, enough of them wouldn't return that they decided, we're going to stop that. So we don't do that anymore. So it really is. I mean, some of these schools have body scanners. They've got metal detectors. They've got fences, barbed wire. They got the whole shebang. They're almost indiscernible from prisons from the outside.
And they frequently use exactly the technology that is developed in prisons.
Yeah. I'm not terribly interested in rushing back to this. As a matter of fact, if this COVID thing finally kills off government education and gives us some kind of school, something in its place, anything in its place has to be better.
I will sign that trade-off. The lockdown goes on for another 6 months or a year, that would be worth... I'm not saying I am morally okay to make this trade-off on behalf of other people because they would have to also deal with the lockdown, but that would be a fair trade-off in my mind if that gets rid of public schools, because then now life is better for absolutely everyone forever.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that people just don't realize that these public schools are doing to their children. And some of the more nefarious things are they give you the illusion of having critical thinking skills without actually having the ability to think critically about things. And they motivate an absolute hatred for history. I mean, they teach it in exactly the wrong way for a human brain to comprehend. So almost everyone ends up hating history and never learning it.
Yeah, history to me is...
math. They do the same thing to math. They just see how much they can mess it up. And pre-Common Core, so that you think you're bad at it.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about a math versus arithmetic, but, I'm against the idea that schools even... because, you know, why did I take trigonometry and analytic geometry?
Because it was a value-free class.
What's value freeding?
Okay, so when they first started instituting government schooling, the big issue that they had at the time was that you were putting Protestant and Catholic children in together, and there was some variance in the values that those children expected, well, that their parents expected those children to learn. So the children would come home, and they would have Protestant values in Catholic houses and Catholic values in Protestant houses, and this so upset the parents that they would continually rail against it. So the school solution to this was to just stop teaching values. And with mathematics, it's something that you can spend a lot of time on, because it, you know, really goes, you know, further and further into higher and higher levels of mathematics and
right.
More and more useless to the ordinary, life mathematics.
Well, I don't know
and
that.
No value.
Mathematics is useless to a average person because if done right, it teaches you to some extent logic. If schools actually taught math, I would be very much in favor of it. That's not what occurs, though.
Well, the higher level stuff definitely becomes less and less useful as you get higher and higher.
You will never, like, apply it at a job for most people, but it's still useful to be able to figure things out. And that's what math does if they actually taught it.
Well, I wouldn't be able to give you the scientific, like, me with math classes and me without them, because I took classes that I have currently never used. Like, I haven't used algebra in real life, let alone trigonometry. And the idea that I spent this amount of time and frankly drove down my GPA on this useless skill for me. I mean, when I think of high school and all the things I learned, and I stack it up, Latin and trigonometry and biology honors. Look, I'm not saying I don't, you know, biology isn't useful at all, but man, I learned a lot about a lot of stuff that I just don't use.
I wish I would have learned a whole lot more of biology just for, like, life application.
The internet has that for you, and it's free.
Right, but it didn't at the time.
Well, all I'm saying is that I learned a lot that I haven't used, and typing was an elective, and it's the only thing that I did use from high school. Now, you could say that I learned critical thinking skills or logic or a variety of things, but I never took that class.
I would not say you learned that in public school.
Yeah, school did not do that for you.
I
refuse to believe otherwise.
I have some critical thinking skills
that.
And some logic, but
the
where did I get them?
From the school. They were not from the institution that is anti those things.
Are those the critical thinking skills you learned from the critical thinking questions in the textbook?
Your calls next, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you want to see government education look like as we come out of this pandemic? Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Final segment of Free Talk Live. I can probably still take you if you call in. I want to thank Joshua, who's a silver amplifier, for amplifying Free Talk Live. Amplifiers advertise, market, and promote. That's why we call it AMP, the AMP program, at amp.freetalklive.com. And they allow us to bring the message of liberty to people 7 nights a week on almost 200 radio stations across the United States. And we are happy to do it, and we're able to do it because of the amplifiers. We give you this platform of free speech here 7 nights a week because of folks like Joshua. And you can be one, too, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, I would encourage it. Please, go to amp.freetalklive.com and exchange value for value. We give you the show. You support us. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I hear you guys are a big fan of big government.
People lie about us all the time. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Listening on KENN, beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico, FCUSA, home of the car dealerships that cheat you. So Darren White, if you like big government, you'll like Darren White. He's a two-time sheriff here in Albuquerque. Oh, you know what? He's got a connection to you guys.
How so?
You know that? Well, your presidential candidate, he worked for your presidential candidate, I believe on his campaign, but he also worked for him as a cabinet secretary.
Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson.
Yeah, the former Libertarian Party candidate, yeah.
Yeah, huh? Of the many, many. Go ahead.
Not all libertarians will claim him, but I will.
I was going to say our candidate.
Yeah, no, that's not mine.
Yeah, well, I got to throw
Republicans
in some
come get Republicans come get your Gary Johnson.
come get your Darren White too. But anyway, one of the little of the many controversies with Darren White. Oh, and by the way, Darren White's he's also one of you in another way. He has a radio program on KKOB Radio in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's quite a train wreck. It's worth looking, going to the KKOB website and listening to 2 or 3 minutes of Darren White rant and rave and make no sense and be illogical and have little hissy fits and stuff like that. But
I presume you called in and chatted with him.
Well, I did. Funny you should ask. I did until actually I called in. The last time I called in to talk to him, his producer, Kid Missile, said he's not taking your calls anymore. And that happened to coincide. He made that decision. My previous call had been ranting about the district attorney in Bernalillo County, Albuquerque here, Raul Torres, who is prosecuting, trying to put me in prison for 4 years. And when I brought that case up, then my very next call to Sheriff Darren White on his radio program, he wasn't taking my calls anymore. And it seems like there might be a connection between my criticism of DA Raul Torres, who obviously Darren White knows quite well, and Darren's decision to ban me from his radio program the very next call a couple days later. Yeah, but there was another of the many, many, many controversies with Darren White. Here's another one. You know, so Darren White was Gary Johnson, libertarian candidate for president, was his cabinet secretary, public safety cabinet secretary, and Darren White quit, resigned his position because of Gary Johnson's support of marijuana. So, you know, but then, you know, then after Darren White quit Gary Johnson because of his support for marijuana, guess what Darren White does now?
He is somehow behind some company.
Not just somehow. He's the CEO of Pure Life, one of the largest marijuana dispensaries in the state of New Mexico. He won one of the lucky lotteries to get one of the however many.
Oh, he won it, did he?
So I heard you buy those.
Sounds legit.
Well, he won it fair and square, man. You know, with all his past connections and the public service he's done, he deserved one, so he won it fair and square.
Thank you for keeping an eye on these folks, David. I do appreciate it. He is vigilant and on the job there in New Mexico. Let's go to Frederick calling in from Illinois. Frederick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi. Really, I wanted to talk a lot about gun control.
Okay.
My father is from England, and he came here to America a long time ago. And he has kind of a problem with a lot of the guns that are here in America, and he's wondering, well, you know, you're a lot
I'll
of European
I'll take you to the range if he comes up here.
I think you should. Yeah. He looks at all the European countries, and he says, well, if it works there, why wouldn't it work in America? I was wondering what your take on that would be.
Well, it doesn't work there because they still have murders and knife attacks and acid attacks and just general crime, so it doesn't work.
A lot of people killed by bricks in England.
On the other end of it, if you look at the U.S. crime stats and you remove, I think it's Chicago, D.C., and New Orleans, but if you remove a couple of high gun controls, high blue cities, then the U.S. gun violence rate goes way down. I mean, the U.S. is a third of a continent. It's not really a homogenous mass.
Yeah, so here in New Hampshire, we have constitutional carry, so concealed, unconcealed, what have you. And even in a kind of not-so-great city like Manchester, you still have a very low violent crime rate.
Yeah, New Hampshire is one of the bottom three states in the country for violence. Generally, it's just one of the safest places to live. And both New Hampshire and Vermont, and frankly Maine to some extent, have pretty good gun laws. New Hampshire being better than Vermont now. Vermont used to be better than New Hampshire, but whatever.
Yeah, it's Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire in that order. Vermont and New Hampshire have constitutional carry. Maine is pretty good. I don't know.
So You know, I mean, like, I think that the correlation between guns and violence is pretty iffy. And there's people who have made correlations in the other direction. There's some college professor, John Lott, I believe is his name, who does more guns, less crime. And you can read his work and present any of that to your father, whom I'm sure will reject it out of hand because it doesn't fit his worldview, well, because that's how people are. But
I don't know that that's relevant, because if you're going to say, what should we do about gun control, then the relevant question is, what happens in places with gun control, not what happens in places with guns.
Right, and some of the worst crimes in America are, the most crimes and the worst crimes in America are committed in the places that have the gun control laws.
Yeah. We're up here in Chicago, and he says a lot of it is because these high gun control cities are right next to, gun control states are right next to states that have very low gun control.
So, but the states they're next to with those rules are fine.
But he says it's also a problem with, them getting guns from easier to purchase states, but it's also the whole city mob mentality. So do you ever think that a less gun control would work in a big city where people are, more confident to do that kind of stuff?
I think Houston has pretty low gun control as far as cities go, Dallas, these sorts of places, and they seem to do okay. They're beating Chicago, but that ain't saying much.
The internet says that Maine is also a constitutional carry state. The culture matters. So if you have an impoverished, low morality, high time preference culture, you're going to have more crime whether or not you have gun control. But if you control for the factor of gun control in either of those cultures, you're going to have less violent crime, because now the criminals know, okay, behind every door I kick in is an AR. How many doors do I want to kick in today?
I'd say households, that you have a higher correlation of households without dads to crime than you do guns to crime. So I would talk to your dad about that. Hey, look, you success. you really are solving the problem, and it doesn't have much to do with these things that go kabang. But I think America is a place that likes guns, and many of the claims that are made around guns, I often wonder to myself whether those claims, the positive claims, whether those are really held up by the numbers either. I think that one of the reasons that we have so many civilians shot by police officers in this country is because the police officers are always worried that somebody might have a gun, and they might. There's two guns for every human in America. Frederick, thank you for the call. And you can check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for our Telegram channel. Go to freetalklive.com. It's all right there for you to check out, peruse, and enjoy. freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.